earth are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm getting rid of these bottles.
That isn't Lucasade.
No, it isn't. It's British sherry.
Don't tell me that might be contaminated too.
No, but for the sake of the animals, I think I should get rid of it.
Are you telling me that British sherry makers use animals in experiments?
Good Lord, no. It's just that I had a couple of glasses of the stuff last night and threw up all over the cat.
The latest news are the News Hardline, starring Roy Hodge and Whitfield, Chris Emmett with Peter Moss and the Hardliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks. And welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what relatives do for Eddie the Eagle. Yes, just goes to show you, doesn't it, eh? A man on the piss and his money are soon parted. Kenneth Baker says he'll come down hard on refugees who just come to enjoy Britain's booming economy, thriving industry and benefit system. He's going to punish them by letting them in. Oh, and the government is going to make it easier for women to have babies at home? Yes, that's right. They're cutting the number of the ambulances. And I see that the post of Director of Public Prosecutions is to be advertised for the first time in history. Yes, in every phone box in King's Cross. And how about Gerald Ratner's company being in deep trouble, eh? Yes, this time the glass decanter's really hit the fan. This week a British rail train went 30 miles in 4 hours. Nice to see some things are improving, really, isn't it? Meanwhile, Staffordshire Council has apologised for sending a poll tax demand to a man's pigeon. They said it should have gone to the hamster. And I see that a parachute jump by 4 sun readers ended in disaster. They were told to pull the cord at 10, but none of them could count past 6. Unless they took both hands out of their pockets. There we are. That's 11. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's wrong. And finally, did you see that a woman of 44 has married a 14-year-old boy? Eh? Clever. Now she's getting the child benefit as well as the married woman's allowance.
Joan?
Yes, Norma?
Put away your toy soldiers and come for your tea.
Oh, righto. What is it?
Crapo dong lay true.
What?
Toad in the hole, dearest. With garlic.
With garlic?
Yes, well, I thought after that sumptuous Guildhall banquet and all you said about embracing Europe, you might find my humble cuisine a bit unrefined.
Oh, no, never, my pretty little Norma mine.
Oh, my Napoleon. You're so masterful.
Yes.
And you certainly put Tippett and friends in their place.
Oh, I know. Did you notice how the room went silent?
Apart from the odd snore.
Well, yes. But you had a tiring day, hadn't you, Norma?
Oh, it was such an occasion.
It was an occasion and a half, it was.
All the sights of London at night. I'd no idea it was so romantic.
Oh, yes, I saw a 23, a 67 and an N72.
What, dear heart?
A bus numbers. I even spotted a 43A.
Bus numbers? I don't believe it.
I know, it's very rare, the 43A.
Beloved?
Oh, yes, you wait for an hour and then suddenly none come along together.
Why don't you try your crapo dong le tru?
I don't seem to be hungry anymore, Norm.
Oh, you don't think it could be... Well, you know, you did say I was looking pretty tonight. I mean, that can make you lose your appetite.
Oh, I suppose it could be excitement. Yes, after all, it's not every day you see a 43A, is it? Oh, why can't a woman be more like a man? Good Lord, 8 o'clock already. It's a bit eerie being up on my own this late, I must say. Oh, what was that? No, don't be silly, John. Nothing can happen to you here. Oh, Tabit.
Hello, John. Nice night to be alive on here. You know my friend, don't you? I'll just unlock the coffin.
Oh, no. It's horrible. It's disgusting. It's...
John, how nice to see you again.
Oh, no, no, no.
Now, John, that's not very friendly, is it? We don't want to have to call in Ridley, do we?
Oh, down, Ridley, down.
Richard Clegg is a National Dogs Home player.
So, John, why don't you get us all a nice drink here? Huh? We only want a little chat.
Oh, yes, well, of course, sir. How'd you like it?
A, B, negative.
And, Margaret, name your poison.
British sherry, you idiot.
Yes, of course. What else? So, what can I do for you?
Well, it's Europe, John. I don't like it. Norman doesn't like it, and even Ridley doesn't like it.
Oh, look. Nicholas has transmogrified.
Yes, all over the carpet, too.
They come here with their petty regulations and silly moustaches telling us how to run our country.
There is only one sovereign leader of this country, and it's not Brussels or Luxembourg or...
Yes, yes, I know. It's the Queen, God bless her.
Oh, thank you, John.
Well, John, we've been hearing things about you.
Oh, yes?
Yes. We've been hearing you're one of them.
One of them?
A Europhile.
No, nonsense, I deny it. I just think we should listen carefully to what they have to say, ask them to repeat it slowly in English, and then...
cave in completely.
Exactly,
huh?
Yes.
Well, we're not going to let you get away with it. Between us, we still have the power.
Yes,
really?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, I have something even more, pal. I have something even more, pal. Not your pal, Sandy Powell.
Oh, dear, you've given the game away now, I don't...
Well, really, let me tell you, I have something even more powerful. Something you Europhobes can't bear. Something that will drive you living dead away from here forever.
Oh, yes, and what's that exactly?
Norma's toad in the hole.
Oh.
With the garlic.
Oh, no, not garlic.
No.
Oh, the world shall hear from us again.
Here, Chris, you read about this Stone Age man's sex life, eh?
I thought he spent all his time hunting for food.
Yeah, not if Stone Age woman was around, mate. Of course, his courtship rituals were a bit primitive, you know.
You mean he didn't wine and dine her?
Nah, no, he'd just see some bird he'd fancied and hit her over the head.
Oh, really? Then what did he do?
Then he'd wind his fist through the tresses of her hair and drag her off to his cave.
Go on, then what?
And he'd lie her out on the floor and give her a rock for a pillow.
Yeah? Yeah, then what happened?
She'd complain of a headache.
Good evening. On this week's Technology Today, we have something of a coup. The Science Museum has unearthed a long-lost 103-year-old wax cylinder which contains the only recording of Queen Victoria's voice in existence. I have the curator with me here, Professor Parlophone. Would you like to insert it into the machine?
Certainly.
No, the cylinder, Professor.
Oh.
Right, now for the first time ever, the actual voice of Her Majesty Queen Victoria.
Speaking. The one in the third song. The answer must be that the hospital has given over to our minds. I have never forgotten that the repose for a...
Not quite sure what she was doing at the end there, but until now we've only been able to decipher the words greetings, the answer must be, and I have never forgotten. But thanks to modern technology, we have computer enhanced the recording and filled in the missing words. So here at last is Queen Victoria's message to her empire.
Thank you, Professor Potter.
Greetings, Commoner. Thank you for calling Vicky and Bert. Sorry we're not in to take your call. But if you're a double glazing salesman, the answer must be bog off. We are not amused. Try phoning us at Balmoral. The number is... I have never forgotten it before. Oh, never mind. Please speak after the tone.
Hurry, Professor, hurry. The fusion machine, it is working.
More power, Dr. Ego, more power.
Right.
It's almost there.
Right.
Yes, we've done it. Let me see. Right, the prawn vindaloo snack pot was yours. Spiders down to the lab. Good, now, back to making the fuel of the future. We set the reactor. Stand by to switch on electricity.
Oh, good morning. Do carry on. Don't mind me. I won't interfere with you.
Oh, good. It's hell getting lipstick out of this white coat.
No. I have been sent by the government to see if we should give you any more money. I hear you claim to have found electricity and seawater.
Why not? Holiday makers find everything else in it. Actually, we're using an entirely new technique.
It's very simple. We take a lot of little particles, crush them tightly together until they get overheated and ready to explode.
Yes, I got the idea from British Rail commuters, you know. The experiments are done in this 200-foot-high steel donut shape. I call it a torus.
Yes, I'm a Virgo myself.
Yes, I thought you might be.
Sometimes a Pisces, I've heard. I don't...
Oh, isn't that your experiment starting again?
Oh, yes. It gets 10 times hotter than the sun, you see. You'd better wear some protection.
Here you are, some dark glasses and a bottle of amber solaire. There. Look, it's taking masses of electricity, swirling it round very fast, and by the magic of science... Yes, enough power for one lukewarm cup of soup and some tepid croutons. But when we're finished, this will mean cheap electricity for everyone. Like they thought they were getting from privatization, you know.
Well, I'm afraid what I've seen looked very expensive. Look, wouldn't it be easier and cheaper to do a proper research into wind and wave power?
A little bit of politics there, ladies and gentlemen, but... This is new. This is progress. And we did it here. It's in the best traditions of the country that discovered penicillin, computers, television...
Oh, well, that decides it then. You definitely can't have any more money.
But why not?
Well, if this method is going to be as successful as you say...
Yes?
Well, then in the tradition of everything else that's discovered in Britain, we'll have to send it abroad.
Oh!
So, Boris, we need to find a new resting place for old Lenin... Where's he going to go to?
Where else? There is only one place to stick a dead politician who hasn't moved in 70 years.
Oh, you mean...
Where else? The British House of Lords.
Well, there have been some unbelievable stories this week, haven't there, eh? But that's enough about Sun editorials. I see Cannon and Ball have been dropped from television because their material isn't funny enough. No, some of it's written by Cannon, but most of it's Balls, actually. And how about the principal male dancer of the Royal Ballet being attacked by a gang in a Birmingham fish and chip shop? He says they were jealous of the size of his portion. And in another one of those stories, a burglar got caught when he fell off the back of a lorry. Been charged with impersonating stolen goods, you know. Say yes. When I see in China, they've found a chicken that lays 50 eggs a month and has 4 legs. Sounds so good, Tesco's have sent Dudley Moore after it.
And now, the Southeastern brothers, Kenneth and George.
Hello. Off you go, dear boy.
The council tax comes into force in 1993.
Play the game, you cans. Play the game.
And Heseltine says it's a step towards equality. Play the game, you cads. Play the game.
Why did he stick his oar in?
They often do in Henley, you know.
Oh, I see. It's cheaper north of Watford, while down south the price is soaring.
A Rochdale mansion costs far less than a tiny flat in Goring.
We'd move to Coronation Street.
But the neighbours might be boring.
Play the game,
you cads. Play the game.
What do you think of the new tax ban?
Never heard them play, old boy. Never.
That great British tradition, the tea break, is in doubt. Those cads, the chiefs of industry, they plan to cut it out.
What next? Our visits to the loo? Will they go up the spout?
Play the game, you can. Play the game. I'll miss my old grey.
Yes, he'll miss you too, old darling, I tell you.
The chairman of BR says he needs cash before the sale. Play the game, you can.
Play the game. He wants to ensure he keeps commuters on the rail.
Play the game, you can.
Play the game. I've got a friend who's suffering from exposure, you know.
Oh, how did he get that?
He's a train spotter.
Oh, dear. The Channel Tunnel opens up within a year or two.
Richo!
But British Rail regrets the trains will all be overdue.
So passengers for Paris now will have to change it through.
Play the game, you can.
There we are. Look, finished at last. The world's first holiday brochure that smells of coconut suntan oil. Go on, have a sniff.
Right.
Go on.
Hang on. This doesn't smell of suntan oil. It smells a bit fishy.
Smells fishy?
Yeah.
Oh, I've given you the wrong one. That's not the holiday brochure.
What is it then?
That's the timeshare leaflet.
Excuse me.
Yes, madam.
This is the new clinic for curing people who are oversexed, isn't it?
Yes, madam, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Cigarette, darling.
No, thank you.
So what can I do for you? Just say the word. I'll do anything. Anything.
No. It's not me. It's my husband here.
Oh. Hello, sir. How do you do?
Oh, how do I do? How do I do what, eh?
Well, I was going to ask what's wrong, but it seems to stand out a mile.
You see, my problem, Doctor, he's completely oversexed.
Yes, that's about the size of it.
Wait. Before we start, I'd better take a few things down.
I like it.
Oh, for goodness sake, Harry, get a grip on yourself.
Oh, dear, this is one of the worst cases I've ever seen.
Tell me, how long...
Wait a minute.
Let me rephrase that. Is this a chronic problem?
He's been like this for 10 years.
Really? That is long.
Ten years? Well, why didn't you seek help sooner?
This is the first time he's slowed down long enough to get him out of the house.
Well, madam. Yes, oh, goodness. Stop that. Get off. Keeps getting onto my leg there. Get off, will you, for goodness.
Can you help him, Doctor?
Well,
I'm so worried about him. I don't know which way to turn.
He missed that one, didn't he? Really? This complaint is catching, but I think I can treat him.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, but it won't be easy. I'll give it to you straight. He's in a very difficult position. And chances are he'll be laid up for weeks. If he puts himself into my hands, I might be able to pull it off. It'll be long. But in the end, I hope he'll be feeling himself again.
Oh, no, Doctor. Is he dead?
I'm afraid he is, madam. His condition was terminal. Things just got on top of him.
Roger. Can you believe it? It's so romantic. They're opening up the railway station at Gretna Green. Oh, Roger, in a day we could be married and back in Crewe at 5:27 p.m. And then we could fulfill our passion. Oh, Roger, hold me, kiss me, smother me with your lips.
It's no use, madam, if you haven't got a ticket, you have to get off at the next station.
Here's your drink, Bert. That'll cure your hangover.
Oh, Tom.
You know what they say about the hair of the dog.
Ah, cheers, mate. Talking of dogs, did I tell you what Rocky O'Hardcase has been up to?
No good, I'll bet.
True right, no good, mate. Him and these estate agents only tried to get a £55,000 mortgage in his dog's name.
Never.
Yeah, they almost got away with it and all.
Nah.
Yeah. They were all set to clinch the deal and everything went horribly wrong.
Why, what happened?
The dog decided to go around and leave a deposit on the house.
Come in.
Ah, excuse me. Are you the people who were interviewing applicants for the job of Director of Public Prosecutions?
Yes, we are.
Good. I'm in the right sketch then. didn't want to end up with the majors, did I, for a start? I saw your ad in the Sunday Times and I wish to offer my services.
I see. And your name is?
Judge Pickles. But you can call me Branston.
What motivated you to apply for the post?
Well, quite frankly, I felt that I have a moral duty to try and uphold the tradition of the great British judicial system and to ensure that no further travesties of justice, such as the Guildford Four and the Birmingham Six, ever occur again.
Commendable sentiments.
Yeah. I'm also hoping Sir Alan left a few saucy phone numbers sellotaped under his desk drawer.
Oh, yes, well, thank you very much, Mr. Pickle.
Yeah, you don't happen to know if you had Pamela Baldessi's number, do you? Because only given half a chance...
You know, Mr. Pickle. Send the next applicant in, will you?
Spoils fort, Marcus. You didn't let him finish his sentence.
Yes, I'm a very wise judge. Enter. Yeah, good morning, and you are...
Cecil Parkins.
Oh, not another time waster with a famous name.
How dare you? I'll have you now. I mean, I'm sorry. I meant to say I... I'll have you know I am the Cecil Parkinson. Slime, slime, squirm, squirm.
Good God.
Thank you very much.
But why on earth do you want the job of DPP?
Well, now Meg is gone, my life is meaningless. The Tory party's just not the same without her. Besides, I was hoping Sir Alan might have left Pamela Baudez's phone number sellotaped underneath his desk drawer.
Yes, well, thank you, Cecil. We'll be in touch.
I'll look forward to that, Slime.
This is hopeless, Marcus. We need somebody who knows all about the judiciary system. Has his finger on the pulse and doesn't have sex on the brain.
That would depend which pulse he has his finger on, Ambrosia. There's one more applicant. Let's wheel him in. Next one, please.
Oh, well... Thank you for coming. Would you like to tell us your name, please?
Yes. Low Denning.
Absolutely perfect. You've got the job.
Yes, hold on, Marcus. Aren't we being a little... Aren't we being a little reckless here? I mean, surely the man is past it, isn't he?
I'm giving me the job.
Definitely past it.
As far as making the right legal decisions, right. Yes. But at least he's not likely to go curb crawling with a Zimmer frame, is he?
Thank you for the job.
Lord Denning, if you'll just keep quiet for a moment.
Quarter past three.
The appointment is yours. You've got the job and you start next week.
Oh, magic. Could you tell me where the office is? I'd like to give him that straight away.
There's no need, Lord Denning. You don't start till next week.
I know, but Sir Alan left a bit of paper sellotaped under his desk drawer with Pamela Baldessi's phone number.
And now, live on the BBC, we present M.C. Kinnock with his own remix of that band record. Yes, it's the Rhonda Rap.
Oh, lovely. Oh, careless jive with a very latest hip. Funky, fat, swinging, groovy with its sound. There's lovely, aren't I? Hit it, boyos. Yes, I'll strap myself because I need to rap just to close my street credibility gap. How can I look bad and stop Major's plans when there's Mina groups winning all my fans? Now there's Ridley's gang and there's Kevin's mob. How's a Labour leader to do his job?
Yeah, you've got to rap and win fans like mad when the pink and all being real bad.
So I cut my disc and I swore to act, but I swore too much and the disc been black. Well, there's Nick and Norm with their scowls and sneers, big front page news with their bad sneers. Can you be surprised that I screamed in rage when some Tory punks left me upstage?
Yeah, you've got to ramp and be real keen when there's Nick and Norm being mean.
Yakida. So I'll rap on fans and it might seem odd, but I'll use words like silly...
No. I'm sorry, Mr. Kinnock. This just won't do.
But this is outrageous. You're taking me off the air. It's just another example of shocking, disgusting, inexcusable BBC bias.
Well, we do have to balance our programmes, Mr. Kinnock, and the government's complaining you've already had too long.
But I am the government opposition.
Not anymore, slaphead. I can do more damage to the Tories than you did.
Oh, no.
Let's wrap it up, lads. When you've got to rap and be real keen, forget Nick and Norm, I'm the mean machine.
And finally, stop press.
A page 3 girl has had her lips enlarged with skin from her thighs.
Now, whenever a bloke kisses her, he gets a bit on the side and all.
A farmer has fitted his 600 female sheep with chastity belts.
Now you can be absolutely sure there'll never be another you. Oh, dear. Murgatroyd and Winterbottom, 1939, that one.
Liz Taylor says she's definitely worn her last wedding ring.
I'm not surprised she's run out of fingers.
The Pig and Whistle pub in Norwich is changing its name to the Wig and Thistle.
Blimey, I hope they don't get round to the Friar Tuck. But how are they coming towards us?
There have been complaints about a new Christmas card showing Santa Claus breaking wind.
Yes, every time you put it on the mantelpiece, it keeps blowing itself up.
And that's the end of the stop press.
But I'll be back next week unless I'm taking a break at the new sex clinic. Ta-da, ta-da!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett, and Hugh Whitfield with Peter Marston, the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Les Rowley, and Alex Stepaniuk. Ivan Shakespeare, Tony Wheatley, Sid Wright, Jenny Maynard, Nick R. Thomas, Jerry Cotton, and Dave Dixon, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Derek Fletcher, Robert Linford, Simon Marsh, P.J. Matthews, Phil Rosen, Bob and Barbara Bolton, John Holland, Les Fletcher, and Bill Smith.
All of whom have clumped together and bought a creative LucasAid for our producer,
Doug Max.
Hello, Lord Chancellor's office.
Yes, hello. It's about your ad for a new Director of Public Prosecution.
Oh, yes. What about it?
I think I've got the perfect qualifications.
Really? What's that?
I've got Pamela Borders' phone number.